is going to be a long one here, guys. I didn't remember to bring my soda over here, so we could be in some trouble. I brought a bottle over, and it's like on the other side of the room, and I'm just too lazy to even go get it. So it's going to be me. It's going to be PWCC and me. We got a weekly auction coming up here. Sunday weekly auction, and I've looked over the stuff, and Cage has, I think, 11 different cards from different sports, different genres to go over with you. Runs the gamut of price, runs the gamut of decade, everything from vintage basketball to modern baseball, vintage baseball to modern basketball, everything in between. I mean, we got it all to discuss with you. The weekly auction has, 11,000 or 12,000 items in it. There's a bunch already scheduled for next week. A lot of fun stuff to go through. There's Beam Team, Members Only, Jordan, Shaq, you name it. Some high-end stuff here. A lot of great Pokemon cards, a lot of great coins. I've actually bid on a few cards myself. I'll let you know which ones I'm looking at. The cards that caught my eye, I'm going to talk about here. Some of them I wouldn't personally bid on, and I'll tell you why. We'll kind of go through that. When you listen to this, let me know. My favorite thing to get, is a message from somebody either late Sunday night or early Monday morning saying, hey, I purchased this card. I wouldn't have even thought about buying it, except I heard you talking about it on the PWCC show. It was a Michael Jordan PSA 8 a couple weeks ago. Somebody sent me that message. I remember that one. It was a real nice card, not too expensive. And I have a couple of cards like that for you in this auction as well. Before we get into the cards, if you are listening to this and haven't looked at PWCC's auction in a while, jump on. It's fun. It's like, for lack of a better way of saying it, it's like that Tubi commercial from the Super Bowl with the jumbo rabbits, and you're like, what the heck is this? And then the rabbits are putting people down the hole and watching shows, and you go down a rabbit hole. It really is. Like, there are cards that I remember that I owned as a kid. There are cards I didn't know existed. One of my favorite things to do is, if I'm a Griffey collector, which I am, I'll go into the weekly and I'll just type Griffey into the search terms and look at all of the different Griffey cards, and without fail, every week there are a handful of cards I didn't even know existed. Same thing this week. And, you can narrow it down. If you're a Kobe collector, you write Kobe, you want to do Kobe PSA 10 or Kobe, BGS 10, or narrow it down however you like. You can kind of, narrow down the search terms for yourself. But a lot of fun on this stuff. A lot of cards. Couple of fun ones. You can look at the ones that were flashed in. They've put in as recently as Wednesday night, so you might be able to find a card that hasn't gotten the love or attention yet that it otherwise would have. And then the power buyer function as well. Make sure you click on that power buyer, and what it's going to show you is every one of these cards when put into the auction has an appraised value, a value that it should sell for, a value that it's insured for if it's a card that was kept in the PWCC vault. And if they're not bid up anywhere close to that, it's a power buyer, basically a bargain. So I guess let's just jump right into this. The first card that I am going to share with you guys, if I'm able to do this, I'm not technologically savvy and all that stuff, is I'm going to go way back in this one. It's what I consider a really cool Babe Ruth card. So take a look at this. I hope I'm sharing it with you. I think it's right there. Yep, there we go. It is a 1928 Frojoy Babe Ruth Lookout Mr. Pitcher card in BVG 4.5. Real cool card. The asset description just says this is just one that was, put in one of thousands of items that are in this week's auction. But let me give you a little bit of why I think this card is cool. All right. Frojoy, 1928, ice cream company. In order to sell ice cream cones, did a promotion in August of 1928, where I think it was, I don't remember what week it was, but 6 days in a row, they gave out a different card to anyone who bought an ice cream cone. Pretty cool, and this is one of them. One of the fun little tidbits about this is they're not all batting. So, I mean, this is a cool one because it shows Ruth with his, you know, power hitter, home run slugging right after 1927, Murderer's Row season. Here we are, 1928. You want to see him pitching. There are other ones there with him fielding. There are six total cards in this set. This one, I think, happens to be my favorite. And one of the cool things is you can consider this maybe not the earliest redemption, but one of the earliest redemption cards out there, which is another little... It's awesome enough that it's a almost 100-year-old Babe Ruth card, only sitting at $1,000 right now. But when you add to that, it's one of the first redemption cards. Anyone who was able to obtain all six of these cards, they sent them in and got this large format version of a Babe Ruth with like a facsimile auto, you know, from your friend Babe Ruth, just a large picture of him kind of batting. And that's pretty cool, you know. And I wasn't there in 1928. Otherwise, you know, if Andrew was here, he would say, "Hey, Cage, what happened in 1928?" It's not known what the company did with the cards when they were turned in. A lot of times, when you have a redemption like this, you know, on cards like this, what they would do is they would kind of hole punch them, or mark them, or stamp them, and then send them back to the person with their large format, you know, Ruth, with what they were, you know, claiming by submitting the six. There is not that, at least that I know of. You would think if that was the case, you'd see a lot of these cards with stamps or hole punches or something, you know, identifying that they were redeemed. There's not, you know, you don't see those. So chances are, when Frojoy got these cards back, believe it or not, they actually destroyed them. And that's going to cause scarcity of these things, because I know a lot of people probably collected them and turned them in, which would cause the scarcity here from these things being redeemed. I don't know what it'll end at. Cool story, cool card. Babe Ruth, almost 100 years old, sitting at $1,000. To me, that's just, you know, it's a cool card. And just one that I wanted to bring up to you guys as available here on the PWCC auction. So fun stuff. I mean, you know, we started off with a bang, right? We have a Babe Ruth from 1928. I know that's not everybody's cup of tea. You know, that's not what everybody loves as far as, you know, cards. So let me swing it. Let me swing it in the exact opposite direction. And this is not a cheap card. It's funny that we could, you know, we could say, okay, here's a almost 100-year-old Babe Ruth. All right, well, you don't like 100-year-old cards. Let's give you something of like the guy for right now. The guy that everybody's after for baseball. It's Julio Rodriguez. And there is so it's funny that I just give you $1,000 Babe Ruth and wait till you see the price of the Julio Rodriguez that I'm going to show you. But it is a nice card. So let me see if I do this right. I'm gonna share that screen there. Let's hope it's up. I'll take a look. Yep, there it is. So you got it. This is a 2019 Bowman Chrome. So it's his first Bowman Chrome auto in Atomic Refractor. That's the cool cracked ice looking card, right? And it is a card that is numbered out of 100 in PSA 10. So the card itself is limited and rare because it's, you know, the Atomic Refractor out of 100, but also you're able to grab this in a PSA 10. There are only 14 of these, but as you can see, it's not cheap. You better really believe in Julio Rodriguez if you're buying his stuff at the prices they're at now, already at $57.50 before the buyer's premium on this. You know, you're talking about basically $7,000 if it doesn't get in any more bids in the next, you know, day or so. So, really nice card, just like a really cool looking card on this one. You know, I like it. I like the card itself. You know, I'm trying to zoom in for you so that you can kind of see the card itself here. Pretty nice. You know, shiny cracked ice. So if you're more of a modern you know, buyer in the auction and you're looking for a modern baseball, it doesn't get much better than this Julio Rodriguez Atomic Refractor. So we went with older baseball, we went with newer baseball, we got some vintage, we have some modern, we have some great stuff. Let's just completely flip it over. I saw this card And I don't know what you guys are going to think of this one. I'll share the screen and we'll make sure that we're doing this the right way. This is a football card, and I like the National Treasures product. I think if you're going to invest in, a player, a young player, a rookie card, National Treasures cards are kind of the way to go. And I think most people would tell you that, you know, when you're looking to get a National Treasures card, obviously that the true RPA out of 99 is the way to go on these cards. Now, I have a Patrick Mahomes 2017 National Treasure. I can call it a rookie patch auto. It sort of is. So I'm going to share it with you now so you guys will see it up on the screen. It is clearly not what you thought it was going to be. But this is the Hats Off Patrick Mahomes rookie. They're calling it a patch auto. There's only three of these. And basically it is, you can see it's a Mike Baker raw. It's not graded. You can see them doing the video there, which is pretty cool. Click on it and you'll see what they're doing and showing the code off. It's the top of the hat. It's like the button piece of the hat. On a 2017 National Treasures autographed card of Pat Mahomes. And this is currently at $2,700 for this card. We're talking about a card where, you know, if it was the laundry tag or the true RPA out of 99, you're talking about it selling for 30, 40, 50 times the price of what this card is. And this is out of three. I know not everybody loves the hat. I know not everybody loves, the non-jersey. But what's interesting about this, if you click on it, this is player worn. You know, not worn. Obviously, he's not wearing a baseball cap out on the field in a game, but it is player worn. To me, not sure this one checks the boxes for me. But if you're looking for a rookie auto Mahomes from National Treasure at a fraction of the price of the true RPA at a 99. When I was, looking in the auction, this one really caught my eye. Cool looking card. You see him there in the picture wearing the hat. That's probably not the hat that's in the card because they did make three of them. But it's just a cool card, an alternative kind of rookie relic piece with the auto from National Treasures. I mean, that's a card, guys. You know, I started off by, talking about this, that, if you just kind of cruise around the, the PWCC weekly auction and look at what's there, that's not a card that I was looking for in the auction. It's just a card that, as I was going through, caught my eye. And I'm like, oh, wow, it's a 2017, National Treasures rookie Mahomes auto. And then it's a hat, it's something different. It's just one that, you wouldn't expect to see. And speaking of something different, I'm going to share something with you guys next up. I know we've done baseball cards. I guess you can call this a baseball card. I guess you can call it a basketball card. I guess you can call it probably a golf card. Maybe that's the best way to identify this one. Let's pull it up, share the screen. There you go. Guys, take a look at this one. It is a 2014 Authentic Moments from SP Authentic. Authentic Moments, Michael Jordan, Tiger Woods. So this is a base card that was part of the set. And someone went out and got it autographed by both Tiger Woods and Michael Jordan. And it's in a PSA slab with Authentic both of those autos. So you have yourself an authentic moment, authentic autos of both Tiger Woods and Michael Jordan on the same card. Looks like they're on the golf course playing. It looks like PSA has two of these total in their slabs, both, it looks like, in authentic grade. I saw this one again. Not a card I was expecting to see when I looked through the auction, but you have two of the greats to ever play their game. And I think it's kind of actually cool that it's a golf card. I think I'd rather have this than one of Michael Jordan playing a one-on-one basketball game with Tiger Woods. Jordan is kind of famous for playing golf as well. So this is a really cool card, one I had never seen before. And that makes sense since there are only two of these in PSA slabs, authentic, with both Tiger and MJ autograph on the card. Just an interesting one, that who knows when or if you're ever going to see something like this kind of pairing on this card again. So I'm going to stop sharing that one. And again, it's just like the Mahomes. It's another one of those cards that I was not logging into the, the weekly auction from PWCC to try to find. I will tell you one that I was specifically looking for. And remember, I said there's going to be stuff for everybody at all ends of the spectrum, all kinds of, you know, all kinds of areas. I'm going to pull this one up now. This was a guy who I was looking at last year, and he did not get the opportunity that I thought he was going to get last year. So I wound up selling. I had a slight loss just because I didn't want to hold, and, you know, deploy that money somewhere else. At this point, I think they're probably about what I sold them for, so I'm looking to potentially get back in, and I bring it up for you guys for that reason. I think we're going to hear some news soon because the NFL draft is coming up, because the draft combine, and some of these quarterback things are going to fall. Some of the quarterback dominoes, right? I don't know whether or not Lamar is going to sign with Baltimore and, you know, get that done. I don't know what's going to happen with Derek Carr, where he's going to go, and more importantly, Aaron Rodgers. But what I will say is, if you listen to what's coming out of Green Bay from Green Bay's, you know, general manager and from the team, they're definitely not signaling that they're expecting Aaron Rodgers to come back. I think they're expecting to trade him. I think they're expecting to move on from Aaron Rodgers. I'm pretty sure it sounds like he's looking to move on. And you started to see headlines saying that Jordan Love is somebody who they view as someone who can be a good starter in the league. Now, this isn't an RPA. This isn't the National Treasures. But if Jordan Love, with a little bit of, you know, of question right now about what he's going to be, you name it, and whether or not, I mean, right now Aaron Rodgers is still there. I found a Panini Prism Jordan Love PSA 10 rookie, just a base card, and it's currently sitting at $13. I know it's an auction, guys. I get it. I understand that, you know, you don't know what this thing is going to ultimately end at, but this is the kind of card I look at for right now. I'd look at Jordan Love cards, especially in the price range that they're sitting at now. Because what I think may happen, and this is, you know, people like to Bowman prospect, this is almost prospecting. I mean, here's a guy who, same rookie year as Herbert and Burrow, you've seen, you know, what they've done and what those prices are. And you have this card here, Tua also, Hurts, and you have this Jordan Love sitting at, you know, pennies on the dollar compared to all those guys. This is a card I would consider buying now, letting the chips fall, letting Rodgers sign somewhere else, letting them draft another receiver, running back, bolster the team, bolster the offense, watch Jordan Love in the lead up. I might even buy this and buy some more Jordan Loves to sell at National when people are starting to think about quarterbacks in the run up. Could you hold it until the season? Could you hold it until preseason games? Sure. And if he looks good, you maybe make a little more money. I would have this now. And take some, you know, with an idea of moving some of the Jordan Love stuff around National. I mean, there are several Jordan Love cards in this auction. This was the one that I looked at because it's the easiest entry point. You know, if there's somebody out there who's looking to get into Jordan Love and not, you know, invest heavily, it's this, it's the silver. And when I saw this one, it was the one I was searching for. And here it is at $13. I said, all right, let's give this one as a play, because I can't just give $6,000-$7,000 Julio Rodriguez cards, right? And I have another play also for you guys, you know, in this auction. But this isn't the only Jordan Love, guys. And Jordan Love is not the only person that you can make a play on like this. I'm gonna stop sharing so I can chat with you. You know, there are other quarterbacks. There are other players out there who are not selling for what they otherwise would sell for. You know, their cards have been, you know, beaten down a little bit. Maybe they didn't have a great year. I actually was looking for cards like that in this auction, in next week's auction at shows, because look, there's nothing wrong with buying something with an intent to invest in the player and hope they do better, and maybe the card is worth more in a short while. Now, a perfect example of that, and I don't know whether you'll like this card, right? I picked this card out just because I think it's a cool card. I don't know whether I'd buy this one. The rationale that I'm giving you, the reason I'm giving you here, is the more important part than the card itself. It's maybe you want to make a play on a player, a quarterback. I think now, while everybody's starting to look at baseball cards, and as basketball season kind of winds towards the playoffs, people aren't looking at the quarterbacks that didn't do so well last year, and you're starting to see their prices go down. And this happens to be one of those guys. Again, may not be the card you want to buy, but it does check a lot of boxes, and there are other cards of this player in this auction. So just wanted to get you thinking along these lines. It's not $13 like the Jordan Love was. Sorry about that. They can't all be. But take a look at this card. This is a 2020 Panini Mosaic. Some people love Mosaic, some people don't, but it is a gold. Mosaic gold Justin Herbert rookie auto. So this card is numbered out of 10. Only 10. Gold, true gold, mosaic, auto, currently sitting at $1,200. This is a card where, you know, if they maybe add a weapon or two, he comes out strong and, you know, starts a season off 3-0, 4-0, 4-1, whatever it is, all of a sudden a card of Justin Herbert's like this one, you're not able to purchase it in this price range. Again, it's an auction. I don't know what it'll ultimately go for. And I put this one out just because I think it's a cool card. You know, it's gold. There's not a lot of these out there. I think there are five PSA 10s of the 10 golds. So it's a rare-ish card. But the theory, the thought process that I'm trying to bring here with the Herbert is less about this particular card and more about now is the time to potentially start thinking about card types, cards of players that people are not otherwise thinking about. Right. So if everybody else is talking about Julio Rodriguez right now, maybe you should be looking at the quarterback that you want to pick as your investment or your play going into this coming season and pick him up well in advance of the National when people start thinking about and talking about those cards. I'm going to swing the pendulum now back to baseball. I call it vintage. I can't believe I'm calling it vintage because it means I'm calling myself vintage because I was born before this card was. It's funny how that works, right? So I'm going to share my screen on this one, crop tab, the weekly auction. We're going to share it, and there it is. So this is the epitome of buy the card, not the holder. This is a eye appeal E. You have a eye appeal PSA 9. It's a 1980 Topps Ricky Henderson rookie card. If you take a look at this card, this card is as nice as some of the 10s I've seen. And the 10s sell for, you know, $70,000, $80,000, $90,000, some more in the last year or two. I've seen them sell for over $100,000. But here you are with one of the nicer 9s I've seen, a card that looks as nice as some 10s I've seen, and it's sitting at $1,600 right now. You know, this is a rare card. It's the last Hall of Famer who has one rookie card. This is his rookie card. Last baseball Hall of Famer has one rookie card because in 1981 you started to have Fleer and Donruss cards. So it's a clear-cut rookie. It's condition sensitive. Not a ton of 10s out there. And for a fraction of the price of a 10, you're able to get a 9 that is just as nice as a lot of the 10s that are out there. Just a fun card, not telling you that that's one that you need to go out there and get. But if you're in the market for a Henderson and don't want to spend, you know, a house to get a 10, that 9 is, you know, a rental car price instead of a house, and you're able to get it for, you know, significantly less. I got one more. I got a couple more for you, but this one, I'm curious, guys. I'd love for you to reach out and let me know what you think. I've talked about National Treasures on this episode a bunch. You know, we talked about, you know, the true RPA versus the non-true RPA. You know, National Treasures also, back to 09, had Logo Man cards in it. And obviously, Logo Man cards have gotten huge. And, you know, the real big prices being paid now are for the younger players and for one of one Logo Man. But we've talked about how I've seen Logo Man cards where they're numbered out of, you know, 18. We've seen Logo Man cards that are not one of one. So I'm going to show you a Logo Man card from 09, from that first year of National Treasures there. And it is not out of one, it is out of five, but it's a cool card. So take a look at this one. It's the Colossal Prime material, the 2009 National Treasures Colossal Tim Duncan NBA Logo Man patch out of five. Looks like it's a BGS 9, none higher. There are four of these graded by BGS as BGS 9s. I like this card. I'd like it more if it was a one of one. That's real cool. It's that 09, that first, you know, National Treasures for, you know, for Panini here. It is a Logo Man card, an early Logo Man card of Tim Duncan, who I consider, you know, borderline top 10 player of all time. You know, definitely in that top 15. You know, did it quietly, did it without a lot of fanfare, did it without a lot of, you know, accolades, just you know, the big fundamental, right? But you have, it checks a lot of boxes, right? I mean, it's, while he was playing, real nice looking card, and you have that logo man to it. But my question for you guys is, does the fact that it's a logo man out of five take so much away from that logo man mystique that it's something you don't want, right? Do you want logo man only to be out of one, or is it a two? Okay. Is it the fact that there are four other versions of that same colossal material logo man of Tim Duncan out there? Does that make it a card that you are no longer interested in purchasing? Guys, I'm going to give you one that I was going to bid on, but somebody else will get a bargain here, I guess, you know, and that's only fair. It's a card that I have previously owned, not this one, although you never know. And it, you know, it's worth talking about. Again, it's an auction, so I don't know whether or not this is going to end. I doubt it's going to end at the price that it's at here, but I'm going to share my screen. I'm going to open this up. I'm going to pull up none other than one of the most famous and iconic basketball cards out there, the 1980 Topps Basketball Larry Bird Magic Johnson Rookie in PSA 9 with Julius Erving in the middle there. This is a card that I remember purchasing myself for less than what this is at, and then in the initial run-up, selling. And I remember selling the card for, you know, about $14,000. And regretting it because I sold it and it just continued to go like this. And you guys can take a look, you know, you can look in your, you know, in any pricing tool what this sells for, you know, and it, if it stays anywhere near the 5,500 current bid that it's at now, it would be a new low for it. But this is a card where, you know, it had a run. And it has come down significantly. This is a really nice looking PSA 9 of this card. The, you know, the flip side of this, there are not many 10s. Not many 10s at all, but there are a lot of 9s. I haven't looked at the pop on this, but last I looked, it was over 600 of these. Like when I owned it, I know there were over 600 of these. That cuts a bunch of different ways. Love to hear your comments on that. You know, does a card that has 600 of them, is it worth even, you know, the $5,000, $10,000, $12,000 that it's going to sell for when there's that many of them out there? I tend to think, and I don't want to skew your answer because I want to hear what you think, that there are certain cards that can carry that, that there will be enough demand for that type of a supply, because this is it. This is the rookie card, and it's not just the rookie card for Magic Johnson, it's the rookie card for Larry Bird. So it's a unique piece. There aren't other rookie cards of them. And I do believe that there will always be more than 600, 700, 800 people who want a Larry Bird Magic Johnson rookie card in high grade. But I'd love to hear what you guys think about that. I think I only have one more for you guys. Let me make sure. I favorited a lot of these cards. It's fun because honestly, guys, I could probably do 3 hours in this auction with you guys. I think I did all of those. Oh no, I have two more to go over. An homage to my, you know, to my co-host Andrew. I did do a search for Kobe cards just to see if there were any cool Kobe cards that are out there, and I found one Kobe card that really caught my attention that you don't see in high grade that often. And if you're a Kobe collector at this price, again, it's an auction. You never know what it's going to end at. But the 1997 Ultra Star Power Kobe Bryant Supreme. The Star Power Supreme says it on there. It's, you know, like the see-through die cut, real cool looking card sitting there at, you know, in PSA 10. I think there are only 11 of these in PSA 10. And the price right now is $1,450 on this. May go up, likely will go up. But just really cool, you know, Ultra Star Power. It's one of those 90s inserts that just, you know what you're looking at as soon as you see it. It's the kind of, you know, late 90s design that just seemed to only exist in the late 90s, and they were never able to kind of capture this again. Just a really cool Kobe card. I'm going to stop sharing on that. And yeah, as I was saying, I mean, I could probably spend weeks going through this stuff with you, you know, going through the old Judge cards from 1887 of Buck Ewing and Bobby Gilkes. There's some really cool tobacco cards. There's a cool Old Mill back Ty Cobb, the red portrait, which is a rarer back for him. I like looking at the tobacco cards just because, I mean, these cards are now, you know, 125 years old, basically. But on the other end of the spectrum, guys, and I really do, I think if you can take a minute and look at, because there are so many cards in the auction, you know, some cards, some cool cards will find a way to kind of slip through the cracks. And I'll tell you, this was one of my favorite cards as a 13, 14, 15 year old kid. This is 1991 because the card came out before the Olympics, right? Obviously, the Dream Team was 1992, but the first Olympic cards, you know, pictures of the guys in their Olympic uniforms while they were tuning up for the Olympic team was actually in Skybox in 1991. So I'm going to share my screen with you guys. This will be the last card. It's less about this card and more about what I'm trying to tell you with this card. But take a look at this. This is an awesome card. It's the Barcelona 92 Michael Jordan card. You see him there with his USA team jersey, you know, number 9, which is what he wore on the Dream Team. $31 current bid for a PSA 10, 1991 Skybox Michael Jordan. It's not a rare card, but it is a cool card. You get the stars and stripes. You got him in his USA uniform. It's got a cool back, you know, picture on the back as well. And again, sitting at $31, there are several Michael Jordan PSA 10 cards that are selling for less than this right now in the auction. I do this for a reason. Maybe Michael Jordan is not your cup of tea. Maybe LeBron is. Guess what? There are LeBron cards in PSA 10, in BGS 10, sitting at these kind of prices. If Kobe's your person, right? Griffey's your person. There are cards for everybody in all price range, just like that Jordan Love sitting there at $13. Take a minute to kind of, you know, cruise the auction. What I've noticed is that there are a lot of auctions. A lot of auctions, all auction houses. There are auctions going almost every night of the week now, it seems, especially if you factor eBay, and they are every night of the week. But with that volume of cards, there are some, I don't call them bargains, but there are some cards that you can find that people are not noticing. And, you know, this is just another one of those cool cards. And, you know, take a little bit of time. I promise you it'll be worth your, you know, your while to just spend 20 minutes on the PWCC site, taking a look at what they have to offer of the player that you collect, the prospect that you're looking for in Bowman. And yeah, I mean, I that was 11 cards that I was able to find just, you know, just going through these myself. And I, like I said, in all different areas, I noticed as I was going through, some 2022 F1 cards, you know, a cool Lewis Hamilton orange out of 25 from the most recent set. That season starting up again. That those cards might start to get hot as we lead international. If that's your thing, there's F1 cards, there's golf cards, there's all kinds of stuff. Anyway, Gage over and out. I hope you guys enjoyed this one. I'm still sharing. I probably should stop doing that, but that's the Jordan. You just got me with my Will Smith Bel Air Fresh Prince jersey and my Jackie Moon. Hope you guys enjoyed this, you know, 35 minutes, go through the cards, go through the fun stuff. You know, I'll be back again next week to talk about next week's auctions. And just, I'll take a minute. The premier auction for PWCC did open up. I know that's not, you know, this is the weekly show. I talked to you guys about the weekly auction. There are some really cool cards in the premier. And one of them, if you haven't seen it yet, I mean, it's all over social media. So, you know, you probably have heard or seen, but there's a Mike Trout, it's the X-Fractor, the Mike Trout 09 Bowman Chrome, the first Bowman Chrome auto. It's a Beckett Black Label 10 with a 10 auto. It's just a stunning card in that grade, in that slab. I mean, the Beckett Black Label is just one of those things that just, you know, it's immediately recognizable. You know what you're looking at, and it is, you know, the pinnacle of what you're trying to get for a card. So much so that you guys have seen, you know, the Bowman Chrome autos with all the different parallels, the blues, the oranges, the golds, the reds, the, you know, all the refractors, all the stuff that's out there. That X-Fractor, I believe, is the only parallel of that card, that Bowman Chrome parallel for Mike Trout that is in a Black Label 10. I think across all the parallels, that's the only one. So take a look, even if it's not something you, you know, you love, even if he's not your guy, you know, even if you're not into, you know, baseball cards like that. It's cool to just see those things because, you know, that may sell in this premiere and you won't see it again. You know, it could get locked up in somebody's vault. It could get locked up, you know, in a collector who's holding, you know, Mike Trout cards. Just a pretty cool card. And there are other, you know, pretty awesome cards sitting in the premiere that just, you know, just launched a couple of days ago. So basically got 2 weeks of bidding on that one. So hope you enjoy, guys. We'll talk to you soon. Take care.
With nearly 40 years as the most trusted resource for collectors, dating back to the first Beckett magazine in 1984, Beckett has been the brand that bridges generations of the hobby. We're happy to be partnering with Beckett and look forward to keeping you all updated on the big things happening at the company in 2023. Beckett, it's the name you know and the name you can trust.